gentlemen, welcome to America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
Welcome, everybody. Thank you very much for joining me here for another edition of Auto World. On today's show, we're going to kick things off by talking to a representative from Gumout who's going to be telling us about getting your vehicle ready for the winter months ahead. If you're in that neck of the woods, that part of the country in which you're affected by the winter, you better be thinking about it. And we're going to particularly focus on fuel system cleaners with our very special guest who is standing by a little later on in this hour. He's the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, Paul Eisenstein. He'll be joining us and reporting on some recent vehicles that he has driven. We'll talk about the Chevrolet Volt controversy, and we'll also talk about the Paris Auto Show. Hour number two of the broadcast will bring us a representative of a new tire company, at least I'm not familiar with them, Vogue Tire, and we'll also be chatting with the representative from the Lincoln Car Company all about their electrification program and some electric cars that the folks at Lincoln are working on. And hour number three of the broadcast, heard on many of these Auto World affiliate stations, noted talk show host, automotive journalist, always with an interesting opinion, Stan Major will be joining us to review some cars and also to give us his personal list of his favorite cool cars, or what he likes to call snazzy cars out there on the road today. Our telephone number, toll-free from all across the United States and Canada, is 800-259-9231. This is what happens when you're overtired and you do a lot of radio shows. And that's the story of my life these days. But what is the story of my life is my story of my life is good in that I have a baby daughter who is just a little less than a month old, so I'm a little bit extra tired. So you'll have to cut me some slack. Right now, it's my pleasure to welcome Peter Bucati, who is the Gumout General Manager and the Brand Manager. Looks like I gave you a promotion there, Peter. How you doing?
No problem. Doing great, Bob. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Thank you so much for joining us here. I'm fascinated with the history of lots of things, automobiles and broadcasting and companies. And here's a company, Gumout, with just a great history, and I think something that you should share with our listening audience here, because lots of folks don't realize that Gumout's beginnings go back to the Second World War.
They sure do, Bill. Bob, they, in fact, go back to 1941, and if you remember, the United States had actually not entered the war yet by that time, but we were sending over equipment such as planes and trucks and tanks over to England as part of the Lend-Lease Act. And since England was being cut off by U-boats at the time, they had a real fuel shortage. So when we were sending over this equipment over to England around that time, we were actually putting fuel in all these vehicles and the tanks and things. So what happened was when you put all the fuel in these vehicles and put them on these ships to ship them over to England, they were taking a real zigzag circuitous route to get to England to avoid being sunk by U-boats. And that would take about 6 to 8 weeks to get over there. Well, given all that time and the low-quality fuel that existed back in the early 1940s, that really caused the fuel to gum up and to really cause issues, because when they tried to start either the trucks or the tanks or the planes, when they arrived in England, they couldn't start because they were all gummed up. They had all kinds of issues trying to get those things started. Well, the War Department, which was the Defense Department back then, put out a call to people to help solve that problem. And fortunately, a company in western Pennsylvania called Penrico came to the table and actually developed a special solvent. And they took the solvent, shipped it over to England, and as they got all the material and all the equipment over there, they put that solvent into the equipment and would start up. And that product became the basis for Gumout all the way back in 1941.
Wow, great story. Let's talk a little bit about something I get a ton of emails about. I can tell you, Peter, not a week goes by that I don't get emails about people asking questions about fuel additives. It seems like there's a lot of misconception and a lot of confusion out there in the marketplace. Let's talk a little bit about, especially as we're getting into the winter months here, it's certainly a time that everybody needs to get their vehicle ready if you're going to be taking it on a holiday road trip, so to speak. But why don't we begin with a simple question? What kind of fuel additives can drivers use to properly care for their vehicles?
Well, Bob, there's a wide variety of fuel additives out there, as your listeners know. When they go to a auto parts store or someplace and they look, there's dozens of them. The key thing is finding a fuel additive that really can help them with whatever issue or help them maintain their vehicle. So, for example, Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner is sort of like an almost all-in-one type cleaner. It cleans up all six parts of the fuel system. So whether you have maybe performance loss or hesitation, or maybe there might be some cold starts or acceleration issues, it cleans all six parts. So it cleans intake valves, cleans fuel injectors, the combustion chamber, piston tops, and cylinder heads. So it really does help, you know, restore lost performance and help maximize the fuel economy. In fact, one of the benefits of that particular product is it'll last actually for 10 fill-ups or about 3,000 miles, because it cleans so well that cleaning ability stays around for that long. Compared to some other products, if you look at the label, sometimes you got to use them every fill-up. So that's sort of the one big advantage of using a product like Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner.
Absolutely, and I would imagine there'd be a big cost savings, too, having to use something once every 10 fill-ups versus something you got to use every time.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, because, again, every 10 fill-ups, you got to use 10 bottles. So that really makes a big difference in the amount of cost you put in, because some of these products, you know, cost, you know, between $6 and $8, and if you're doing every fill-up, that can really add up over time versus using a product like Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner, where, again, it lasts you about as long as almost as long as an oil change.
And another interesting note, lots of folks, of course, are very green-oriented, eco-oriented these days, and I understand the new Gum Out 2X fuel additives contain the same high level of additives, but actually have fewer toxins compared to what we've seen in the past.
Yeah, what we're in the process of doing is we've converted over from what we call the regular Gum Out into what we call concentration formula. Similar to what you've seen, say, in the detergent aisle, where all the big detergent companies have gone with a more concentrated level with less water in their formulation, we have less solvent in our formulation. It has the exact same level of fuel added, the exact same cleaning power, cleans up one fuel tank just like it did before. It's just simply in a smaller bottle, a more concentrated formula.
Gum Out, I know, makes a whole slew of other products as well. Any of these products that Gum Out makes, would you recommend for getting ready for the winter months ahead?
Yeah, there's a wide variety of Gum Out products that can help you get ready for the winter, whether it be just making sure your fuel system is clean. But in addition to that, if there's other things that people ought to be thinking about before they hit winter time, obviously there's things such as making sure, obviously, the coolant has been changed and it's nice and fresh for the season. Some other things to think about is, you know, what kind of situations you might encounter during the wintertime that you don't have during the rest of the year. Things such as, obviously, snow and ice. And what's real important is, obviously, visibility during that snow and ice. So one thing you can do, obviously, is check to see how your wiper blades are. If you haven't changed your wiper blades for a while, and we'll make sure those are in good shape and make sure that they work particularly well against snow and ice. And one particular product, which is the Rain-X wiper blades, in particular the Latitude wiper blades, don't have any metal parts to it. It's all rubber and plastic parts. And one of the advantages of that is, you know, the ice and snow don't stick to the metal parts and sort of cause real issues with the performance of the wiper blades. One other thing to think about also is just the visibility in the windshield. When you think about Rain-X original treatment, which allows a nice slick surface, and it makes it a lot easier for both ice and snow to come off that windshield when you scrape it off for the first time.
It's a good product, no question. When we come back on the other side, more about fuel additives with Peter right here on America's Automobile Enthusiast Program. This is AutoWorld.
If your car breaks down, it's already too late. That costly repair bill could have been paid by an A-plus Auto Protection Extended Service Plan. Even if your manufacturer warranty has expired, if your car has less than 130,000 miles, you can still be covered. Don't pay the dealer upcharge. Get the same coverage over the phone right now for much cheaper. For a limited time, also get roadside assistance and towing, but you must call now. Call 800-871-4131. Again, 800-871-4131. 800-871-4131. Not all plans available in all states or for all vehicles.
Haggerty Collector Car Insurance.
Yeah, so what happens if I've got a claim?
You call our 800 number.
And get some guy in Kuala Lumpur?
No, we actually have an in-house claims unit.
And it'll take like months to send me my check.
Oh, we're lightning fast with our settlements.
Of course, you'll probably send me to your brother-in-law's repair shop.
Sir, the restoration shop is always your choice.
One more question.
Sure.
What kind of a freak house are you guys running?
Some things are too good to be true, like Haggerty Collector Car Insurance. Visit Haggerty.com.
It's the winter cold and flu supplement sale at HerbalHealer.com. Take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on the best cold and flu supplements available. Many of you know elderberry is exceptional against viral infections. Right now, Herbal Healer Academy has elderberry power. Regularly priced at $16.95, now incredibly low at only $10 for 60 vegetarian caps. For children and seniors, our Herbal Healer Academy Flu Away Elderberry Liquid is only $13 for a 4-ounce bottle. Also on super sale, olive leaf capsules, oregano oil plus capsules, and our incredible respirate formula, oregacillin physician strength capsules for your lungs. Normally $34.95, now just $25. Hit the winter specials link at HerbalHealer.com for these cold and flu supplement specials and other on sale products like apple cider vinegar, brain power, and neuro recovery. New customers get a free catalog with your first order. Log on and hit the winter specials now at HerbalHealer.com.
Hi, this is Dwayne Daly with Midas Resources, Precious Metals Brokers, and my phone number is 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are sick and tired of being sick and tired, then perhaps it's time for a change. You have the opportunity to make a change in November by voting, and the opportunity to make a change in your financial security today by calling me, Dwayne Daly. Get the stability and peace of mind that you deserve with gold and silver, a form of wealth protection for 5,000 years. As the inflation pinch becomes tighter and the dollar continues to devalue, while stocks remain iffy at best, stop the bleeding with precious metals. Metals will let you retain your purchasing power, protect your assets, and stop inflation the day you get in. I have many different ways to accomplish this, from metals for possession to IRA rollovers, tax-free, and everything in between. So if you would like to turn your scrambled nest egg into a souffle, call me, Dwayne Daly, at 800-686-2237, extension 115. 800-686-2237, extension 115. If you are ready for a change, please call Dwayne Daly.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com. Or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Bringing you the best in alternative talk radio for over 10 years. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
And now, back to the show with the highest octane, Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
We're back. We are live all across North America. We thank you very much for joining us here on Auto World. We're talking all about getting your vehicle ready for the winter months ahead, particularly focusing on the area of fuel system cleaners, something I get a ton of emails about. And Peter Bucati is with the Gumout Company. He is the Gumout brand manager. And he's telling us all about Gumout Regain and some of the other Gumout products. And before the break there, Peter, you were recommending the Rain-X product, which is another product that's really been around quite some time, hasn't it?
Sure has. Bob. It's been around. People have known it for the original windshield treatment product, the product they put on their windshield, obviously, to keep the water beating up. But more recently, the last few years, we've branched out into making wiper blades as well.
That's great. Often people kind of associate fuel cleaners with older vehicles, and that's all fine and good, but what about newer vehicles? Can fuel cleaners have some real significant benefits when used in combination with a new vehicle or relatively new vehicle?
Absolutely, Bob. Sometimes people want to make sure they maintain, obviously, the performance of their new vehicle so it runs like new, and there's nothing better to help do that than using like a complete fuel system cleaner like Come Out Regain. One other thing that sometimes we see is people during these tough times have sort of switched to the lower tier or cheaper gasolines that may have lower detergent contents. And what that means is if you have the lower detergent content in the gasoline, it may cause an increased rate of deposits in the all around the various parts of the fuel system, whether it be intake valve deposits or fuel injector cleaner deposits, or deposits on top of the piston heads, places like that. So having a product like Gum Out Regain will help ensure that you keep those deposits off, make sure the and keep it clean all the way for almost 10 fuel ups or about 3,000 miles. So make sure you maintain that performance just like you had when you bought that new car.
Excellent. And tell us a little bit about some of the performance gains that can be had with using a fuel system cleaner. I would imagine, number one, you're going to get better fuel economy. What are some of the areas also that can be helped out by simply putting in Gum Out Regain?
Yes, a lot of people use products like Gum Out Regain if they have rough idling or maybe their acceleration is sort of a little bit hesitant. So that's where Gum Out Regain can help you out. It's also, you know, some people might get so bad it might be their car might be stalling out. So obviously, cleaning out the fuel system will help reduce the chance of stalling. Also, you know, as we enter in the cold months, cold starts might be an issue. So having a nice clean fuel system will help you ensure that car starts up as easily as possible. And the other key thing is emissions. You know, as more and more cities have tough emissions tests you must pass, you know, every year, every 2 years. Making sure your fuel system is really clean without any kind of posits ensures you have a better chance of passing those very strict emissions tests that you see more and more often now.
Which seem to be quite commonplace in a lot of locales these days. So the fuel system cleaner can actually help with that. That's going to be music to a lot of folks' ears. Let's talk a little bit more about some of the other things that Gum Out is doing these days. Number one, you guys have got a really cool advertising campaign. I just love this one. It's called Use Your Motorhead. Whoever came up with that, I give kudos. Explain it a little bit, Peter.
Sure. Use Your Motorhead is really trying to talk to our audience, which is people like listening to your show right now, Bob. People who know about vehicles, but you know what? There's so much confusion out there about products, especially fuel system cleaners. We're just asking them to think about what they put in their vehicles. It's an extremely confusing category, if you will, really confusing group of products, fuel system cleaners. So we want people to know about what their products are putting in their engines and know that, for example, from the Gum Out case or Gum Out, all of our products, including our Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner, go through a very strict regimen of testing, and we stand behind all of our claims. And we can back them up where sometimes, you know, sometimes our competitors make claims that not necessarily they stand behind. So that's the key thing. Just think about what you're putting in your engine and know, at least in our case, we stand behind all the claims that we make.
And before we go any further, why don't we make sure and give out the proper website? And I know that there's a cool quiz that folks can take on there to kind of challenge their motorhead skills.
Yeah, you can go real simply to www.gumout.com. So again, that's www.gumout.com. And as you mentioned, Bob, you can do it's called the Use Your Motorhead Challenge. Just ask you, compare our product versus one of our key competitors and which one, A, cleans the most parts of the fuel system cleaner. Ours cleans 6. Our leading competitor cleans only 3. Ours lasts for 10 fill-ups. Theirs only lasts for 1 fill-up. And ours has a much larger amount of detergent versus their product. So you can go to gumout.com and take the motorhead challenge, as well as find out a variety of information about all of our products, not only our complete fuel system cleaner, but also the other products we make, whether it be brake parts cleaners, carbon choke sprays, all those type of products. In addition, you can find out where you can buy them. I mean, we're found in almost all the auto parts store chains, would be AutoZone Advance, O'Reilly, place like that, Walmart. But also, if you can just find one that's maybe closest to you.
So, Peter, we want to put the call out there to everybody who's out there right now experiencing hesitation, rough idle, knocking and pinging, and, of course, lower miles per gallon, which with today's economy we definitely don't want in the mix. We all can be need to save money any way we can. By using a complete fuel system cleaner like Regain, you're not only going to clean up those old deposits, but I understand it actually helps prevent new ones from forming. Can you elaborate a little bit more on that?
Sure. I won't go into all the chemistry of it, Bob, because it's very complex. But it essentially has a very strong-acting detergent that's obvious. It's not only strong to prevent the deposits or clean up the deposits you have, but also has a lasting impact. So the detergent we use in there actually cleans up so well, it prevents the accumulation of deposits on all the various parts of the engine. So in the case of Gum Out Regain Complete Fuel System Cleaner, all the parts of the fuel system are cleaned, and they are so clean that we help prevent the accumulation of deposits for up to about 3,000 miles or 10 fill-ups. So whether it be parts of the engine such as the fuel injector cleaners, the tips of the fuel injectors, you know, as you turn off your fuel injectors, there's a little droplet of fuel on there, and it dries out, and that forms a deposit. So if you don't have something to clean out that deposit, you can have issues with your fuel injector cleaner getting a good spray of fuel into the combustion chamber. Other parts include the intake valves, piston heads, and all around the combustion chamber. It's really, really important to make sure that stays clean. And our product, again, will clean up for 3,000 miles.
Wow, that's really cool, the fact that it's going to last 3,000 miles. And how much does a Regain fuel system cleaner treatment cost?
It costs anywhere between about $5 and $7. So depending on where you go to, in particular, to buy your auto parts and your fuel system cleaners, it'll be anywhere between, you know, sometimes as high as $6.99, sometimes a little bit lower than that in most retailers.
Wow, so talk about a great investment. Peter, I want to thank you so much for your time. Everybody, visit www.gumout.com, and we look forward to getting you back with us soon. Thank you, Peter. Straight ahead, we're going to move on to Paul Eisenstein, the publisher of thedetroitbureau.com. I'm Bob Long. Don't go away.
Classic Restoration specializes in the restoration of antique cars, classic cars, and trucks. We have the capability to restore your vehicle to your exact specifications, from Concours level to making your classic more drivable with the advantages of today's technology, no matter how large or small the project. Call Classic Restoration today at 845-258-2550 or visit classicresto.com.
Are you an inventor, or do you know an inventor who would like free inventor's information? Call InventHelp, one of America's largest invention companies, and learn how to get your free information. Call toll-free 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200. You'll learn how to attempt to patent your idea and submit it to industry. Call 1-800-647-3200. That's 1-800-647-3200.
Take a minute and hear what I'm about to tell you. You might have heard about Life Change Tea on a radio commercial or a TV commercial. And you did what many people do. You tuned out. I understand. Now the facts. When health fails, you will do just about anything for better health. So why wait? Read our testimonies of better health by drinking Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. And how much does missing work cost you when you're sick? Get ahead of the sick curve. Get the tea. Here's how to order. Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea, T-E-A.com. Or you can call one of our friendly operators, 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Our tea tastes great, and we'll help you with your health, and you can even lose weight. So again, try us out at GetTheTea.com.
Still worrying? From GMO to organic food in jeopardy, divided by economic turmoil, there is still an answer. With just a little knowledge easily acquired, you will literally see food everywhere. Author Linda Runyon has these skills from having lived this way of life and created the tools so you could too. Wild food is economical, nutritious, freely available, abundant, and free for the taking. It is a skill that takes little time to learn, but stays with you for life. And now for a limited time, it's all on sale. It's called the Bye Bye Old Website Sale. Can you guess what's coming? Absolutely everything's on sale across the board, including our already discounted packages. And you know, the holidays are coming up fast. We don't know if we're going to have another sale this year. This was the only one in 2010 so far. We've been lucky to keep our prices the same since 2008, but who knows what the future will bring. So go to ofthefield.com now, or call toll-free 1-888-51-EAT-FREE. That's ofthefield.com, or call 1-888-51-EAT-FREE, and cross food off your to-do list.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Tired of searching for great talk radio?
Search no more.
It's good stuff.
We are the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, it's Billy F. Gibbons from ZZ Top, and you're listening right here to Auto World.
Welcome back, everybody. Thank you very much for joining us. We very much appreciate it. Anytime, give us a holler at our regular number, 800-259-9231, or send me an email, bob@boblongradio.com or bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, if you've been following news lately, the Chevrolet Volt has been getting lots of attention. It is, of course, a very important vehicle for the folks at General Motors. And joining us right now is the publisher of the DetroitBureau.com, who happens to be driving, as we speak, a brand-new Chevrolet Volt, Mr. Paul Eisenstein. Paul, how you doing?
Hey, Bob, hi. It's good to be with you. And yes, you are right. I am driving the new 2011 Chevrolet Volt. We're on the one of the waves of the media test of the Volt. I'm driving a car that, from what I understand, no other reporter has gotten, a nice, shiny new red Volt just off the assembly line.
That's fantastic. And where is the introduction being held, Paul?
Believe it or not, in Detroit, middle of October, and we've got beautiful weather. We're driving through the countryside, enjoying the scenery, and the green is turning red and yellow, and the automobile is apparently turning green.
Very good. There's been a lot of controversy in recent days, although I think it's kind of overblown, about General Motors and this vehicle. Of course, it is an electric car, but it has a gasoline engine, which actually acts as a generator. So it really always is in electric mode, at least most of the time. Some people are now calling it a hybrid. What's the latest on this developing story, Paul?
Well, yeah, there is a bit of a controversy that popped up the last week about exactly how it operates. We've always been told that it would run only on electric power. The wheels have electric motors. It turns out, under development, there were some subtle changes made, and under very specific conditions, relatively unusual conditions, pretty aggressive driving, the engine can come in and provide a bit of torque to help run the wheels, though it is still running primarily on electric power. So it is, for most purposes, it really is an electric vehicle with what is called a range extender, a motor that will kick in. But there are some rare situations where you'll get a little bit of direct help from the gasoline engine. But the stress point is, under no condition will it ever operate solely on gasoline power. The engine is primarily there just to act as a generator, producing electricity for those traction or electric motors.
Interesting. Performance-wise, Paul, of course, I have not had the opportunity to drive the vehicle, and you're one of the first journalists to do so. I mean, of course, Americans love torque, and the one good thing about electric motors is it produces a lot of torque right at the get-go. I understand that compared to the Prius, that this Volt is a pretty decent performer.
Yeah, we get some serious numbers out of the thing. It's under 10 seconds for 0 to 60 times, a fair bit under 10. And this is the really cool thing about electric propulsion in general. If the fact is that electric motors develop maximum torque the moment they turn on. So you can get tremendous performance out of an electric. As you know, at the Paris show, just wrapping up now, one of the hot things was electric propulsion, but not just those little econoboxes. Sure, we had some vehicles like the Nissan Town Pod, which was designed to show what a little city car running on batteries might look like. But what we also had there were a number of high-performance vehicles, like, well, for example, the Jaguar CX-75, a 205-mile-an-hour extended-range electric vehicle. What's interesting is that unlike the Volt, which uses a fairly conventional gasoline engine as its generator when the batteries run down. In the Jaguar's case, what's interesting is it uses a pair of micro turbines. They each weigh something like about 70 pounds, can produce quite a bit of power, and continue to push that thing to, well, we'll call it significantly extra legal speeds.
And it's a beautiful looking vehicle. I just love the look of that vehicle. Built in celebration of Jag's 75th anniversary, and Ian Callum continues to prove himself to be an incredible designer, considering he's designed now the XK Coupe and the XF sedan and the XJ sedan and now this supercar. It just goes to show you Ian can do no wrong.
Absolutely.
Getting back to the Volt, how do you think this vehicle is going to be perceived and embraced by the American marketplace? It seems to me, of course, this is an extraordinarily important vehicle for the General Motors brand. They intend to build a Cadillac variant of it, and I'm sure many others. And, for the right customer, it probably makes a lot of sense, and certainly with the government rebates out there, it will become attractive.
Yeah, it definitely does make sense under the right conditions. What I find interesting is that you have a lot of different solutions underway depending on really what sort of driving to
Paul, cell's breaking up just a little bit, but you'll get into a better area. Go right ahead, Paul.
Oops, are we there, Bob?
Yep, we got you back now.
Sorry about that. I think we are dropping into some of the valleys here. Anyway, you have the Nissan Leaf, which is going after people who might just want to run on pure electric power. You have the Volt, which is a perfect solution for people who are maybe looking to be able to drive longer distances when they need to, but probably on a day-to-day basis only need electric power for their local commute. So see an interesting solution coming out over the next few years. And I think that particularly with federal support and hopefully as battery technology becomes less expensive, the battery power could become more and more a thing that people will embrace.
It's certainly going to be very interesting, to say the least. How about all the creature comforts that we've all come to expect? Is the Chevrolet Volt pretty loaded as far as, stereos and power this and power that? And what happens if you're utilizing all those items? Does that have a significant drain on the battery?
Well, the good thing is that many of the creature comforts that you and I have come to expect on a modern car generally don't have all that much impact. We have a nav system, a very nice display in the center, which I'm using right now to monitor my driving style. I'll have you know I'm running at 99% of what is the best you can get out of it for maximizing battery range. One of the reasons why is that I have the climate setting at off. Unfortunately, where the stereo really doesn't draw down the batteries all that much, what does draw down the battery is particularly electric heat. Yes, air conditioning is certainly not something you want to be using a lot of, but heat is probably the biggest consumer of battery energy other than the vehicle itself, other than driving itself.
Interesting. And what about climate? I mean, certainly this vehicle has undergone, I'm sure, many millions of testing miles, but I would imagine being in a cold climb like the winters of Detroit or the winters of suburban Boston where I am, that potentially, I would imagine, would have some impact on battery performance.
Yeah, there's no question on that. You do have a certain amount of impact by climate, and that's one of the reasons that GM has an HVAC system specifically for the battery, to climatize the battery. Now, it's a fairly dense system, a lot of mass there, so that when you're out just driving around, it's not going to heat up or cool down very quickly. And one of the interesting things that GM is doing, and so are some of the competitors, is actually letting you, we'll talk more about after the break, but actually pre-climatize the car.
Interesting. More when we come back on the other side. Paul Eisenstein behind the wheel of a 2011 Chevrolet Volt. It doesn't get any better than this. This is Auto World.
A brand new model has been added to the BMW lineup for 2010. It's the 5 Series Gran Turismo. Imagine a hatchback with a trunk? Let's hear all about it from BMW's Tom Wolkinski.
We really want to see how the market reacts to the 5 Gran Turismo, because the whole idea of the Gran Turismo kind of harks all the way back to the 50s, you know, when Italian automakers had two-seaters with great premium interiors that you could just throw your bags and stash and just go up for a great long drive, and with premium interior and lots of cargo space for all of your luggage. We'll start with the 5 Series Gran Turismo and see where it takes. It will be available at the end of this year in December. I think it's going to be very interesting what consumers think of it.
For thelongdrive.com, I'm Bob Long.
To ship a vehicle safely from point A to point B, which company should you choose? Easy. Stateway Auto Transport. Why trust Patriot-owned Stateway Auto Transport? Many reasons. Stateway is not just a broker, but a fully licensed and bonded carrier with its own fleet of trucks and $1 million of cargo coverage insurance. With Stateway, your vehicle rides safely on a direct route on the same truck, and your shipment is always door-to-door with no hidden fees, and every shipment includes free online vehicle tracking. Simply put, Stateway Auto Transport is the best, most efficient, quickest, and friendliest worldwide shipper in the business. To receive a free quote from a live customer service representative, call 877-848-7474 or see us online at statewayauto.com. That's statewayauto.com, or call 877-848-7474. Ask about discounts for seniors, military, and all GCN listeners. Stateway Auto Transport, your one-stop shop for worldwide vehicle transport.
You may not be thinking of lead and brass as precious metal investments. And you may not be thinking about ammo when we say battery station. But you should, because Battery Station has a large inventory of the most popular calibers. Just go to BatteryStation.com and click on ammunition. There, you'll see where Second Amendment patriots invest in precious metals for .380, 9mm, 40 cal, 45 ACP, 38 Special, 357 Magnum, 223, 30-06, 308, and more. Be sure to look for the October GCN specials in blue boxes, too, at BatteryStation.com. We shoot what we sell, and all battery station ammo is all factory. No reloads. You'll enjoy great customer service, great prices, and fast shipping. Plus, all orders over $30 will receive a free patriotic flag. So invest in gold and silver. But don't forget about investing in lead and brass, too, at BatteryStation.com. Call 417-257-7799 or go to BatteryStation.com today.
If the cost of your prescriptions are getting out of control, you want to listen carefully to this. RxDrugCard.com is a simple, innovative program designed to give individuals the same purchasing power as large HMOs and insurance companies. As a member of RxDrugCard.com, you'll enjoy savings of up to 80% on all prescription medications at over 52,000 USA pharmacies, including Walmart, Walgreens, and Eckerd's. Don't risk ruining your health by using cheap, counterfeit foreign drugs. This program provides savings on safe, genuine, FDA-approved medications with low membership fees, unlimited use, no age or income requirements, and coverage for all pre-existing conditions. RxDrugCard.com is an absolute must for anyone who pays for their own prescriptions. Enroll today for as little as $4.50 per month at www.RxDrugCard.com and start saving immediately. RxDrugCard.com is backed by a 30-day money-back guarantee. Visit RxDrugCard.com or call 888-216-2461. That's 888-216-2461.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio.
You guys are awesome.
I love this station. I really do.
GCN.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World and your host, Bob Long.
We're back with Paul Eisenstein, who is on the press launch of the 2011 Chevrolet Volt, and he's driving the Volt right now as we speak and telling us all about it. And Paul, before the break there, you brought up a very good point. Why don't you elaborate a little further?
Well, before we do that, I'll tell you we're about to make an interesting, literally a transition. We are now just coming up on 45 miles since I got into the vehicle with a couple other folks, Rob Peterson from GM and Joe Cesney, one of the most widely published auto writers in the country, and we're heading out to an evening event, and as we approach 45 miles, we are about to transition, so it'll be very interesting to see what it's like as we go from electric to gasoline power. In this case, the gasoline being used to drive a generator, which continues to send electric power to the motors that turn the wheels. The transition is so smooth. Rob, did we just transition or did we not? We still have a mile, so I'll let you know because I'm curious to see just how smooth it is. We may not even know. But anyway, we just did it. Oh, no, yeah, we're there. One of the interesting things is that you will be able to plug in the vehicle and while it's still plugged into the wall or a special charger, you'll be able to precondition the vehicle. That means you could get your air conditioning going or your heat, and it would also bring the batteries up to an optimum temperature so that all the things that are needed to be done are done while you're still drawing from the wall. That helps reduce the amount of energy you need while you're driving.
Wow, that's very cool, Paul. And as far as the vehicle's dynamics, is it a good handling vehicle? How are the brakes? What's the driving experience like?
The driving experience so far is very good. Now, we've been driving it relatively smoothly to try to get a sense of what it would be like. Not hyper-miling it, but if we didn't really push it to any great extreme so that we would get a sense of what sort of range you might expect. And we're going to come in at about 46 miles on battery power. From a previous experience, I can tell you that the car accelerates pretty well. The dynamics, we just transitioned, and if I didn't see it do it on the video screen in the center, I wouldn't have known it. You can't even tell when the gasoline motor kicks in, but suddenly the image that shows you what your range is changes completely. The dynamics appear to be quite solid. It's got a lot in line with the Chevy Cruze, which has been getting pretty solid remarks for, including stuff that we've done on the website for its performance. So I'm not surprised. It's, it is a it's an impressive impressive little vehicle. And forgive me, I'm just getting directions. We're just reaching our little transition point. So if you hear people talking in the back, they're trying to keep me from driving off the edge of the cliff.
No problem, Paul. Very interesting, definitely, to have you driving this vehicle, which has been getting so much press. But, you know, size-wise, where does the Volt stack up in the Chevrolet lineup? Is this vehicle larger than a Malibu or a little bit smaller?
It's smaller than the Malibu. It's basically about the size of a Cruze. You'll probably recognize what the vehicle looks like. It's not that totally distinctive from the Cruze, but enough you don't feel like you're just getting a battery-powered Chevrolet, standard Chevrolet Cruze. And that fits, because if they were going to pull this off, they really did have to make something that looked distinctive and a little bit more upmarket. And, excuse me, one thing. Well, I'm going to get a chance to actually charge the vehicle up in the next couple of minutes, so that's during our next break. I'll plug it in and we can talk a little bit more about that.
That sounds like great fun, definitely. Let's talk a little bit more, Paul, about the rebates. I know that the federal government had some significant rebates on all electric vehicles, including the Chevrolet Volt, and a number of states, in particular like California, are offering some really good deals for folks.
Absolutely. This is going to be critical, because the fact is that battery technology is not cheap. Think about it. You are not just like a hybrid like the Prius or the Honda Insight or the Ford Fusion hybrid. You're not just putting in a small chunk of nickel metal hydride batteries, which is by today's standards, old technology. Here you have a lot of the latest state-of-the-art batteries, lithium ion. You've got a gasoline engine. You've got all the electronic controls and the electric motor. So that's a fairly significant chunk of technology to put under one car. And even if you eliminated the gasoline motor like you do on the Nissan Leaf, you still have even more batteries there. So most people believe that to kickstart this technology, if you allow me the mixed metaphor, we're going to have government support. In this case, what we're seeing is that these vehicles qualify for $7,500 in federal tax credits. On top of that, many of the vehicles qualify for additional state credits or rebates, or, well, it varies from state to state. And last I looked, there were something like 13 different states that had cash benefits of as much as $5,000. And on top of that, some of those states also give people who are buying the qualifying vehicles, well, for example, access to the high-occupancy vehicle lanes, the commuter lanes. That alone some people will buy these vehicles for.
Absolutely. And again, for the certain buyer, this is definitely going to be a good investment. And when you look at, you know, the term that's thrown out today a lot with electric vehicles is range anxiety. One thing that you have with the Volt is the elimination of that problem, because it's my understanding that you could just keep refilling this gas tank and drive this car from coast to coast if need be.
Right. At the moment, let's see, we went about a mile. I've now stopped. I'm at the destination where GM has us dropping the vehicles off. So I've put about a mile on in gasoline mode, and according to the screen, if I were to pick up and drive the way I have been, I'd go about 326 miles. And by the way, that's on roughly 9 gallons in the gas tank. So if you want to do a quick calculation, that means that they're getting a little less than 40 miles a gallon. Sorry, my math skills are off a little bit tonight. That's what, about 37 mpg, if you have a calculator there?
Yep.
Which is, by the way, not the best mileage in the world in gasoline-only mode, but it's not bad. And if we get to use some of the regenerative energy that's captured as we stop and go, that may go up a little bit more. But the key thing here is that you can get, they're saying now, 25 to 50 miles on battery power. Realistically, I think most people are probably going to get, unless they have a lead foot, they're probably going to get somewhere between 30 and 40 miles on battery power when they don't need a lot of heat or cooling. And for most people, that's going to take in a good part of their daily commute. But when they need to go on vacation, they need to visit the family vacation home, when they need to make a second run to the airport or race home from work to take care of a sick child, they're not going to have to worry, as you say, about range anxiety. They'll be able to make it.
And stylistically, I think GM has done a good job with this car, making it futuristic, but not so far out of the box that it's going to alienate perhaps some traditional buyers.
Yeah, I think that it's not as radical a design as, say, the Prius was when it first appeared on the market. We've all come to know the Prius. It's distinctive enough still that you recognize it's not a normal car. And Leaf, similar to this, is stylistic enough, it'll stand out without slamming you in the face saying, I'm different. I will tell you this, as I've been driving for just short of 50 miles so far, we've gotten a lot of thumbs up from people that have watched us drive by, including some kids. So that's a good sign. People seem to either recognize the technology, like the looks, or perhaps both.
That's great. What's been the thing that surprised you the most about this driving experience, Paul?
Just how smooth and pleasant it is. It is something you feel very comfortable in. It's a really nice, easy driving experience. One of the things I think people will like about electric propulsion is the lack of shift points. Electric motors can turn at a huge range of RPMs, where you might want to keep a gasoline engine between a V6, between 1,800 and 4,000 under most conditions. This can turn up to 8 or 9,000 RPMs, and it's as smooth as can be.
Wow. Paul, thank you for that report live from behind the wheel of a Volt. We'll get you back with us real soon. Safe travels, and again, thanks for your time.
Bob, it's good to be with you. And we'll have a review on the DetroitBureau.com in just a couple days.
Wonderful. Everybody check it out. I'm Bob Lyon.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNLive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNLive.com. Again, that's GCNLive.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Ted Anderson, I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.